Blog Talk Radio.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood?
In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed?
Are you washed
in the blood?
In the blood?
In the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb. Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore.
Good evening, saints of God. Good evening. Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. I hope you're all doing well. Well, I am looking forward to tonight. Tonight we have prayer at 6:55 p.m. in just a little while, just 55 minutes. We're going to be coming together for an evening of prayer. Well, let's open up our Bibles to Romans chapter 16. I've had a crazy, crazy day today. I was supposed to take Pastor Harry to the airport, which I did. But some way, somehow, Pastor Harry and I got lost. And he didn't make his flight. We arrived too late. And the plane was already boarded and ready to take off when we got there. And so we're going to have to do it all over again tomorrow. So it was a crazy kind of day, but we've got much accomplished on the Lord's side. We're set for Brother Harvey Rackmeyer's life celebration service on Saturday at 1 p.m. in the afternoon. I'm going to be featuring Alan Jackson music this whole week on Manna in tribute of our dear brother who went home to be with the Lord. He just loved Alan Jackson. And we used to have our service together, he and I, every Friday at 10 a.m. And so every now and then I would play Alan Jackson for him, and he just loved it. And so we're looking at Romans 16. We're looking at just one verse this week, one verse, Romans 16, verse 15. So let's turn to our Bibles as we consider the text. We're going to start reading at verse number 1 and work our way all the way through until we get to verse 15. Thus beginneth the reading of God's Word.
Commend to you Phoebe, our sister, who is a servant of the church in Cenchrea, that you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints, and assist her in whatever business she has need of you. For indeed, she has been a helper of many, and of myself also. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their own necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Greet my beloved Epaenetus, who is the first fruits of Achaia to Christ. Greet Mary, who labored much for us. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my countrymen and my fellow prisoners, who are of note among the apostles, who also were in Christ before me. Greet Amplius, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ. And Stachus, my beloved. Greet Apelles, approved in Christ. Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus. Greet Herodian, my countryman. Greet those who are of the household of Narcissus, who are in the Lord. Greet Tryphena and Tryphosa, who have labored in the Lord. Greet the beloved Persis, who labored much in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, and his mother and mine. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermas, Patrobas, Hermes, and the brethren who are with them. Greet Philippus and Julia, Nerus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with him.
Salute Philologus. Salute Philologus and Julia, and Nerus and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints which are with them. Salute Philologus. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and we praise your name. For now, and we are sensitive to your spirit as we sit to consider your precious word, as we make our way through this chapter, as we learn much from these dear saints of Rome who lived 2,000 years ago. And not just lived, but they served Christ. They worshiped the Lord. They were soldiers of the cross. May we emulate them in every good way. Bless us, Holy Spirit. Again, we attach ourselves to you that you may lead us and guide us to all truth. And we pray that this lesson would be to our edification. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Greet or salute Philologus. Philologus. If you look at the name, you can see two different Greek words combined together. You can see the word phileo, which means brotherly love. And you can see the word logos, philologos, phileo logos. This will kind of give you an understanding of the name. Phileo, again, means brotherly love. This is where the city of Philadelphia gets its name, Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And the word logos means word. So the Greek name Philologos means one who loves the word. One who loves the word, or the lover of the word. It also means talkative. It also means a lover of words. So let's write those three things down. First of all, someone is in love with the word. Someone is in love with the word. That's one possible meaning to philologus. Second is talkative. The person who's been given the name has been given the name by their parents because they are talkative. And you're saying, well, how can a baby be talkative? You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. Not all babies are the same, and not that babies talk, but babies do make sounds. And babies have been named because the parents see a feature, a characteristic of them early on. and they are named based on that feature or that characteristic which they carry. So it means talkative, a lover of the word, and also it means a person who loves words, Philippicus. We know this name to be attached to a male. This is a male pronoun, a personal male pronoun. And so what could we say of Philippicus? Well, we don't know much. We have a few clues or a few inklings or a few leanings, if you will, which I will share with you tomorrow when we talk about Julia. But let me stick to Philippicus. You know, there are some people, not all people, there are some people who just are avid readers. They just love to read. A person who's an avid reader could be considered or called a Philippicus. A person who is into word studies. For example, I love words. I love words so much that I have one wing in my library which is just devoted to all kinds of dictionaries. For example, I have here in front of me, it's a book entitled The Most Remarkable English Words Ever Forgotten. It's a dictionary. It is a dictionary. It is a collection of words, remarkable words, in the English language that have been forgotten. That's one dictionary. Then I have another dictionary here, a dictionary of misunderstood, misused, mispronounced words. That's another type of dictionary. I have another dictionary. It's a dictionary of unusual, obscure, and preposterous words. These are all pertaining to words in the English language. I have another dictionary. It's called the Dictionary of American Slang. Then I have another dictionary called a Classical Dictionary of the Vulgar Tongue. In other words, these are vulgar words that were used by the English, by the Brits, by the people from Great Britain. So now I have another dictionary. It's called the Etymological Dictionary of the English Language. This is a huge tome put out by W.W. Skeat, and it was printed by Oxford University Press. And again, it is an etymological dictionary. What does etymological mean? Well, the word etymology is a Greek word. So it's a Greek word that gives us an understanding of the English language. Etymological. Etymology is the science. If you look up the word etymology, you'll find in your English dictionary that it is the science of the origin, development, current usage of a word. In other words, the origin. When did the word first appear in a language? Then, over time, what meanings did that word take on over the centuries? And what is its current meaning today? Because when a word first appears 300 or 400 years ago, it may not mean the same thing today as it meant when it first appeared. So that's the etymological dictionary. The origin, the development, and the current usage of a word. So there's all kinds of dictionaries for people who like to know things about words. Then I have many Hebrew dictionaries because I studied the Old Testament. Then I have Aramaic dictionaries because portions of the Old Testament were written in Aramaic. Then I have Greek dictionaries because all of the New Testament was written in Greek. Then I have Latin dictionaries because the language of the church throughout church history was Latin. That was the language. Now, the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, the New Testament in Greek, but the church and the creeds of the church and the history of the church, all of that was in Latin. So you have Hebrew, Aramaic, Greek, Latin, and, of course, Spanish, and, of course, English. So if I was to look for a Greek name that I would, if I wanted to change my name from Michael and give myself some other name, this name, Philologus, would be right up my alley because I love words. Now, we don't know if this guy loved words. We don't know. But it points to the fact that his name means three things, and this is what you should take from this. First of all, let's look at the first one. Philologus means lover of the word. Do you love the word of God? That's the first question I would ask you today. As a Christian, do you love the word of God? Number two, as a student of the Bible, are you a lover of words? Do you zone in? Do you key in on certain words in the text? You know what separates a Bible teacher and a preacher from others? Attention to detail. That's what separates. If you want to be an outstanding Bible teacher, if you want to be an outstanding Bible preacher, don't read the text and ignore essential words in the text. There are certain words you have to zone in on, and you have to know the meaning of those words, and you have to be willing and capable of expounding on those words to communicate the truths in the text so that the people of God can be blessed. Now, a person who is a philologist or a philologus is that kind of person that gives attention to detail. For example, here's another example. There are dictionaries. Go to any dictionary on phrases. Not just words, but take a few words together which make up a phrase and study, get versed in, and read up on, and get into a dictionary on phrases, and you'll discover this. There's a saying today in America, and people use it all the time, the devil's in the details. Well, did you know when that phrase first appeared, it was never... the devil's in the details. The way the phrase originally went was, God is in the details. But over the centuries, when people began to hate God and reject God, they took God is in the details and they turned it to the devil's in the details. So you see, my brothers and sisters, when you love words, and when you get into the word and you love the book, what book am I referring to? God's book. First, develop a love for God's book. Love the word. Secondly, become a lover of words. When you read a text, when you read something like Romans 16:15, find out what each word means. Don't just read it and move on like there's nothing there. No, there's a lot there. And you'll only discover what's there if you are a lover of the word. So notice, love the word, love the Bible, love every word in the Bible, because every word in the Bible is inspired of God. Every word in the Bible is inspired of God. It means the Holy Spirit was trying to communicate something to you and me that is of great importance. And then remember, Philologus also means talkative. Once you find out through your love of the Word of God and through your love of research, once you find out what those words mean, start talking, start sharing, start spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. We're going to leave it there. We'll be back tomorrow as we continue with Romans 16:15. I'll see you in just a few minutes over at our prayer meeting. God bless you, saints.
Just